Well, I'm glad somebody finally took the time to imagine how absolutely uncomfortable it would be riding a unicorn. Cross between a Pegasus and a unicorn, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting. I've actually done quite a lot of research into unicorns, and the mythology splits. You know, one school is a unicorn doesn't have wings and fly, and in the other school of mythology, it does. So just because flying and feathered wings is more fun, I made our unicorns be able to fly.
Now, this is part of a series, part of the Chronicles, this one, and they're sort of set in another time zone or another future?
No, they're not, actually. They're set in London in present day. And my goal was to make it appear like it could almost be real. So the basis for this book is in the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. So this is in real life. There is a vase in the museum that's called the Luck of Eden Hall. And it was reported in the Gentleman's Magazine, so in the mainstream media in the 1800s, that this vase was stolen from fairies. And so I assumed that that was true because I read it in the newspaper. And isn't everything true in the newspaper? But I then thought about what would happen if it was true and built the world out from there, and then looked at on the coat of arms in the United Kingdom, there is a unicorn on the coat of arms, and then thought, well, what if that unicorn doesn't represent Scotland? What if it represents a treaty between the humans and the Fae?
Oh, that's a lovely sort of story about how something small can actually spark a whole novel, or a series of novels, in fact. It was also amusing to think, well, okay, we read something in the newspaper, it must be true, as opposed, I guess, to hearing it on the internet or seeing it on the internet as well. It must be more reliable. But it's interesting, though, that this does exist, this vase, because there is a whole unquestioned mythology about interactions between the Fae and the human race that exists in European culture, isn't there?
Yes, they do. And they spread across cultures as well. Before people were able to move around the globe and share these stories, so fairies have just sprung up in all parts of the world. And that's why I wanted to write a book about fairies, because I find fairy mythology so engaging and interesting. But I also wanted to redefine and rewrite fairy and unicorn lore. So I've reimagined this world of fairies and made them human size, and made them so that they could actually live amongst humans and we might not know. So the agency who has captured Chess, which is the passage that I read, that's a secret government department that is charged with keeping the secret that fairies and unicorns live amongst humans. They're in charge of propaganda.
This is really sort of a fairy tale with a difference, absolutely. I think that people these days are sort of believing in fairies more than they even used to. Do you find that?
Absolutely, and unicorns too. In fact, last year, The Guardian in the UK declared that the unicorn was the emblem of our times. And partly that is a backlash to all the terrible things that we have to worry about in the world, like climate change, a backlash against Trump as well. And it's this idea that people want to believe in something pure and magical and hopeful. And it's also the idea we now describe people as being unicorns. So it's about being brave and being the best version of yourself.
Yeah, and it's also kind of scary because it seems to me that people are waiting for someone to come and wave a magic wand and make it all go away.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's actually the theme of our book, is about finding your own power. Because a lot of stories for young adults, I find that the heroine either has no power at all, or that she's just born awesome. And I find that quite disempowering, because what if you're not born awesome? What are you going to do then? So the theme of the book and the way that I approached it was, it's about finding your power, learning how to use that power, and more than anything, learning not to fear your power and not to be afraid of being powerful and not to be afraid of the criticism that comes from when you are living your biggest, boldest, and most authentic life.